mean that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer this week is George Katsarilos. We're here to take your questions about the value of your collectibles. Could be pop culture, political, sports collectibles. If you have something that you think might be valuable, and pretty much everybody does, everybody I see has something they think might be valuable, give us a call at 312-332-3776, and you'll get in the drawing. With last week's winner didn't pick up the prize or didn't email Vince at ERC to get the prize delivered from ERC. So we have a huge prize package this week, a box of 2014 Panini Prism Baseball, a box of 2014 Top Series 2 Jumbo Baseball, and four Leaf Football Blaster boxes. So a lot of guaranteed autographs in these products. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, or you can tweet me a question. And even if you tweet me something during the week, if we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. For instance, Dennis on Twitter tweeted a picture of, it's a Cal Ripken Jr. Steiner Sports Authenticated signed baseball with some Lou Gehrig markings. I think it was when Ripken broke Gehrig's consecutive game record, they did this signing through Steiner. I think these balls are going for about $100 to $150 from what I can tell. People are asking in that range anyway. It's a nice signed baseball, and Dennis has a good signature on here. I also got a listener brought in a couple of items, and I tweeted on my T Crown Tom Twitter ID a couple of pictures of items that came in. One of them was, and nobody could find anything on this one. If anybody knows what this might be worth, call in and let us know. It's a neat William Jennings Bryan 1896 campaign item. It was roughly 18 inches by 18 inches, like a metallic type, almost a copper-looking metallic type display. It almost looked like the type of thing you at the time they would have put a bunch of ink on it and stamped it on papers and put those up for pamphlets or posters or whatever to talk, you know, to show William Jennings Bryan. And this is the original metallic piece. Then we got another item there. It's a neat autographed photo of Nathaniel Sweetwater Clifton, who played for the Globetrotters and was one of the first African-American NBA players. Bill Huggins, have you had any Sweetwater Clifton autographed photos in your auctions that you can think of?
Boy, Tom, I don't remember having one of him. I can't say that we have.
I've seen cuts of him, but I actually couldn't find any photos anywhere of him. So my original thought was this is probably somewhere in the 50 to 150 range, but if there's not a lot of photos out there, it's a really cool. If you go to my T Crown Tom Twitter, you can see I posted it yesterday. It's a really neat looking picture with the signature on it. And obviously, if the signature's real, you never know on that. Do you think you would take that in a Huggins auction, Bill, or do you think it the odds of it doing enough aren't that good?
Well, Tom, I think, like you said, I mean, I love putting things in that I can't find any history on.
Right. You know? And it looks neat. It's an older thing. He first signed in the NBA, I think, in 1950. It looks like this item might be from the mid-50s. So, I mean,
when did he You know when he died?
In 1990.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so a pretty cool item. So yeah. Anyway, check it out, and you can tweet me items if we use them on the show. Just tweet them to @TCrownTom. You'll get in the drawing. Okay, we've got a couple of callers here. Mike from Naperville is leading it off. What do you have there, Mike?
Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Good.
I have a cut signature of Frank Baker.
Home run Baker?
Yeah.
Oh, now, was that in on a cut that came on in a card that's serial numbered, or just you have a cut like a piece of paper?
Yeah, piece of paper.
Piece of paper, huh? That's one I haven't seen anything on. Bill Huggins, have you had a home run Baker cut?
I want to say we have. Mike, I want to say those are available. They're not by any means everywhere in the world, but I want to say we've had several of those over the years. And they're probably, in, depending on the strength of the signature, the size of the signature, and stuff like that, they're in the $500 to $1,000 range.
Ooh, very nice.
Wow. Thank you.
Very good.
You know, that's pretty accurate. There's one that was sold for $475, so, Bill, you're right on that.
Ah, very cool. Is that on eBay, Vince?
Yep,
yeah,
on eBay.
Very nice. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about your collectible, the value of your collectible, and we'll try to give you an idea of what it might sell for in a current auction. I was thinking the other day that, you know, Chris Bryant of the Cubs big-time prospect reminds me of Roy Hobbs from The Natural.
Really?
Okay, you know why? Because here he's in the minor leagues. The Cubs refuse to call him up because they're not trying to win, similar to in the Natural. He's hitting .349 between AA and AAA this year. 27 homers, 69 RBIs, even has 8 stolen bases in 77 games. So he's on that's about 160 RBI pace for a year. 719 slugging, .458 on base percentage. The Cubs just won't call him up. I think Hoosier Bat, our friends at Hoosier Bat Company in Indiana, should make him some Wonder Boy bats for for when he does get called up, because I can't wait to see this guy in the majors. He looks like he is going to be quite the hitter. And how about then, you know, speaking of this year's baseball products and things, how about Jose Abreu with 25 homers now?
It's crazy.
Man,
absolutely,
I mean,
crazy.
I thought he was going to be a really good power hitter. I wasn't expecting 25 homers before the end of June. Really nuts.
You know, it's really interesting here. I just pulled up my Twitter, and I have you on here, and there's a tweet from you. Hey, Vince, look for Jose Abreu in your Tribute WBC. He's a huge talent from Cuba. This was back in July of 2013. So,
oh, really?
You were on him right from the start.
Yeah, early on. Yeah. And really, where I really got excited watching him then was in spring training. I watched maybe a dozen of his at-bats when the White Sox were playing this year in spring training, and just seeing him hit with easy power to the opposite field. Oh, just incredible. So it was that's really when I got excited that they really might have gotten something there. Okay, Kevin from Kankakee's waiting. What do you have there, Kevin?
Yes, I have an 8x10 photo of Michael Jordan when he was a rookie, and it's his rookie signature, too. It changed over the years.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And I also have an 8x10 of Wayne Gretzky when he was with the Rangers. Probably not as good as when he was with Edmonton, I wouldn't imagine, but I was just wondering what the value on those might be.
Edmonton is better. Bill Huggins, how much of an additional value is there for a Jordan rookie year signed item compared to one signed in, say, the late 90s?
Well, I mean, Jordan never really, you know, he has his thing with Upper Deck, so he doesn't do card show circuit like a lot of these other people do. So his autographs have really held their value. The early autographs obviously are going to have a premium value. I mean, what that premium would be in maybe one of our auctions, I really don't know. And, you know, we've had early balls of him with North Carolina where his signature is vastly different from what it is today. And a signed team ball of his with Carolina has sold for $1,000 to $2,000. An 8x10 of an early Jordan, I'm guessing it's probably $300 to $500, maybe more, depending on what the photo looks like, if it's a common photo or something that's more unique.
Yeah, you know, an action photo from his rookie year, that would probably do better, Kevin. So, you know, maybe if you can tweet me a picture of it, I'd like to see it. And then what was the other item? You had a Gretzky photo signed when he was with the Rangers. That's probably...
Yeah, it's an 8x10, too.
That's probably at least 100. Gretzky's autographs are hanging in there real solidly also.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Next on the line, we have Jay from Elgin. What's new, Jay?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. Just had two boxing gloves from a month ago. I was at the Boxing Hall of Fame in Canastota. I have the inductees Oscar De La Hoya, Felix Trinidad, and Joe Galzaghi on one. And on the other glove, I have several of the boxing figures that appeared, including Don King and Mickey Ward, the fighter, and a couple other ones.
Yeah. That's kind of neat. So you got all three of this year's inductees on one glove?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of that, Bill Huggins?
You're probably looking at a few hundred dollars in today's market, Jay, only because they're probably around because you were probably not the only one to get that done that day. But it's something that will probably end up growing in value as they get dispersed around and they become fewer, less of them available.
Where is the Boxing Hall of Fame, Jay?
It's in Canastota, New York. It's right outside of Syracuse.
Oh, I never knew that. Huh. Is it cool spot with a lot of neat memorabilia?
You know, I was very surprised at how small it is, actually. And they were the banquet dinner the night before, they were raising some money and everything to expand the Hall of Fame. And just because of all the great memorabilia, and then you figure all the great past fighters and fights that have been made within the past, it was the 25th anniversary as well of the Hall of Fame. I wasn't as impressed as I thought I would be. I thought it would be a little bit larger and adding to the great memorabilia, such as like Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Sugar Ray Leonard, and whatnot.
Yeah, you'd think, like, were there a lot of game or boxing match worn, like trunks and gloves and robes and that type of stuff on display, or not that much of it?
No, absolutely. They did have it. They had a makeshift ring in the middle of the museum itself, and they had robes and whatnot worn by such notables as Muhammad Ali, Foreman, Sugar Ray Leonard, and a couple other ones and everything. I just thought it'd be a lot bigger with this, you know, as many great fights that there's been going as far back as, like, Jack Johnson and whatnot. So
yeah, I didn't even know they had one, to be honest with you, so that's actually interesting to know.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jay.
Thank you.
All right, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're taking your calls with questions about the value of your collectibles. Could be pop culture, political, sports collectibles. And we have quite the prize package this week. We're giving away a box of 2014 Panini Prism Baseball, a box of 2014 Top Series 2 Jumbo Baseball, and four Leaf Football Blaster Boxes. The winner will have to email Vince at ERC Delivery. And, Vince, you guys will deliver anywhere in the country, correct?
So yes, we will.
Last week there was a couple of listeners from Florida called in. So one of them won. You would have actually shipped the package down there.
Probably overnighted it FedEx or UPS or something. So.
And then if it's in the Chicago area, ERC delivers anything anywhere on demand in
Chicago.
We
need to have a winner soon. Soon I'm going to have to use a truck to deliver all this stuff.
Yeah,
you know, some
right.
good stuff.
This is quite the price. Let's see, we've got probably a couple hundred dollars worth of boxes here today for the giveaway. So
absolutely.
It's a nice prize package. We've got Chris Bryan as the natural. We've already gone over that today. Bill Huggins, when's the next Huggins and Scott auction?
Well, Tom, the next one starts July 28th. It's the week that the National begins in Cleveland, and it's going to end the following Thursday, August 7th. Our site, I believe, is going to switch over tonight or tomorrow to start putting up a lot of the featured items and stuff that we've got in-house already written for the auction, so people will be able to start previewing that.
How much time do people have to get consignments into the late July, early August Huggins auction?
Well, I mean, with our new internet only section, gosh, Tom, we had items as late as 3 or 4 days before the auction begins. So
Ooh,
that new internet only idea has really allowed us to take items literally up until the last week or even less before the auction begins. And I've talked to a lot of our consigners and stuff about that, that they say, well, how come, you know, it's not going to be in the catalog? Well, the other thing you have to consider is 70% of our bidders, over 70%, have opted not to get a catalog. They do our Go Green thing. So 70% of the people are not going to see that catalog that you're not in anyway.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's simpler to use the online when I'm looking for stuff. It really is. So even though I'll get the catalog, I probably should get off the mailing list because I usually don't look at it. I always look at everything online. It's
you're not alone, Tom. Yeah. Like I said, there. If 70% of our people are not using it, then what's the difference when you get us your item as
True.
Far as, you know.
Okay, well, it's time for a short break. Hang in there, folks, and we'll be right back. Call in with your questions.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is June 30th. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Hi, this is Mike Muller of Muller Nissan in Highland Park. Listening to dealers selling themselves on the radio is like watching grass grow. It can really be boring. I'm probably part of that group. However, I have a message. My message is simple and honest. Nissan manufacturing is growing at an amazing rate, and Muller Nissan is even better. Now, why are we growing? Just because we give great prices? No. That's not the only reason. Nissan has informed us that in May 2014, we accomplished something that's rarely accomplished. We were number one in customer sales satisfaction, and we were number one in customer service satisfaction. That's validation that we're doing what you want us to do when you come into our store. And don't forget, there's always a Muller in the house.
Muller Nissan in Highland Park at Route 41 and Park Avenue West, just 2 miles north of Lake Hook Road.
Come visit us at Muller Nissan. You will not be disappointed.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Chicago? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Chicago area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Chicago is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-756-0286. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-756-0286. That's 1-800-756-0286.
What does Ford have to do with that vacation you've been dreaming of? More than you'd think. The Certified Pre-Owned Summer Sales Event is going on now. Every certified pre-owned Ford vehicle has to pass a 172-point inspection by factory-trained technicians and comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 12-month, 12,000-mile limited warranty. Ford Credit also offers 1.9% APR financing for 60 months. With savings and quality like that, your certified pre-owned Ford can help you save for and get you to your dream vacation. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR financing from Ford Credit for 60 months at $1,748 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Vehicle availability varies by dealership. Residency restrictions may apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/14. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details. Visit your local Ford store for 1.9% financing for 60 months on certified pre-owned Ford vehicles or visit localfordstores.com for details.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of your collectible, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think it might sell for in a current auction. Every week we have a prize package. This week we're giving away about $200 worth of boxes, Panini Prism Baseball, Top Series 2 Jumbo Baseball, some Leaf Blaster boxes. And Vince, tell people now, if they're listening, everybody listen to this, if you win, how you get the prize.
At the end of the show, we're going to pick one caller, and if he's the lucky winner, or she, email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience, free of charge.
There you go. And also, if you tweet me an item and we use it, you get in the drawing. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. So Jay from Oak Forest has been patiently waiting. Tell us what you have there, Jay. Hello, Jay. Are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Let's go while we're young.
Yes, Jay.
I'm here.
Okay.
I have a bobblehead Tiger Woods, and I have a George Foreman robe out of his product line.
So it's not a fight worn robe. It's just a clothing line robe. So it could be a robe that I would have worn down out of bed this morning or something. That
right.
type of robe.
Not that type of robe.
Oh, it's a boxing robe?
It's a boxing robe.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. There's no real collectible value that I know of. Now, where's the Tiger Woods bobble from?
Oh, Lord, it's not in front of me.
Is it like a ceramic bobblehead or plastic?
It's like a ceramic bobblehead.
Oh, I would think that's got to be probably in the $100 range. That's a pretty good bobblehead. Without seeing it for sure, that's got to be a nice one. The Riverview guy is on. Okay, Riverview guy, we're going to let you talk for a little while this week, but we're still not real happy that Vince can't get that Ernie Broglio Lou Brock double sign program.
This is not over yet.
Okay.
I had done a work on that guy that I sold it to. He lives next door to my friend, so I'm going to go back to him, and I'm going to get that for you. Then.
You know,
yes!
You're giving me
I'm only kidding there. Anyway, I've got a Michael Jordan autograph picture. I framed it. It's Michael Jordan in his North Carolina uniform sitting on a basketball. It's signed with silver paint.
Right? Yeah, we were talking about the Jordan Carolinas earlier in the show, actually, and Bill Huggins was saying that some of those can actually go for over $1,000 if it's the right looking one, and depending on how nice the frame is. Brian from LaGrange is on the line. What do you have there, Brian?
Hi, I have two pennants, each like 4 feet by 2 feet, bought at a Cubs garage sale. Red one is Sandberg, says Rhino with 23 on the back. They have the Santo white with blue letters. These are the pennants that flew on top of Wrigley Field. You'll still see them today. Both autographed, and Sandberg's has his Hall of Fame 05 autograph on.
Wow, so these were at a Cubs garage sale where they were selling items that actually flew in Wrigley Field.
Yes.
Wow, these Bill.
They're from the rooftops.
What do you think of those?
Those sound very unusual. Do they show wear on them? Like just
Like a little dirt on the corners and like the ends. I mean, they're not frayed bad, but a little frayed.
Were they signed, Brian, when you got them, or did you?
No,
get them?
I went to spring training and had them signed. I have pictures of Sandberg and Santo signing them.
Well, that's neat.
Well, I'll tell you, as far as numbers go, I it'd be hard to put a number on those because they sound like one of a kind items. I can't imagine that they're not several hundred dollars or more a piece.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, they're tough to frame because they're two-sided. And then, I wanted to frame them and put them in my boys' room. But, when I went to a framing shop, they said I had to essentially affix them to, like, a piece of cloth or cardboard, something with, that's solid. And then, you lose half of the pennant because the number on the back won't show.
What did you pay for them?
$75 each.
That's not
bad. Oh, you did very well.
Boy, that you killed with that, Brian.
Yeah.
Very well. If you ever want to auction them, Bill Huggins can help you out with that at Huggins and Scott Auctions. I do think they'd be hundreds each right now.
Okay.
Yeah, very nice.
I appreciate it.
I've had a lot of people asking me what I thought of the Bulls draft. To be very honest with you, the guy I really wanted the Bulls, I'm glad they traded up. Okay, I thought that's a good move, but I was really hoping they were going to be able to get Nick Stauskas. That was the guy I was really hoping. I thought he'd go maybe 10 or 11 and the Bulls might be able to trade up for him. McDermott looks like he's going to be a good scorer. Couple of things, when you watch the film of him, he does look a little bit on the slow side, really good shooter, and he's not a big passer where maybe he can be, but he, you know, where he was, he just scored a lot. He was the guy. He was able to score with them putting their whole defense on him, so that's a good sign. And supposedly last summer he played against a bunch of NBA players and was very impressive, so he should be a good player in the NBA, but it just seems to me that they're not done yet. Whether it means they're going to use him in a trade, do some other trade, a sign and trade to get Carmelo or whoever, I just don't think it's done yet. It just doesn't. I think we just have to wait and see how their roster ends up. But they have a chance to be very good. I hope they continue on, and we'll just have to see what happens. The signing of Carmelo just makes so much sense.
What's your whole take on Miami Heat and James and Wade opting out?
They're
all
opting out.
You think they're going to go back, or you know?
It seems like it that they're opting out, so they'll be taken care of, so they can get some more help there. Is it going to be Carmelo? Is it going to be somebody else? I never really, the idea of Carmelo and LeBron playing together doesn't make a whole bunch of sense to me. It seems to me they're more same position, and I don't see them matching up that well together, but that's going to be interesting. When it was first just LeBron, I thought, oh, maybe he's going to be a free agent, but now that they're all opting out, they must just be redoing things again and all planning on staying there and able to get more help. Who they sign, that we'll have to wait and see. But for card-wise, for guys who like basketball cards, this year's NBA draft, up through about 20, into the 20s, there's some really good players in this year's draft, and it's going to be really good for card collecting this year. I hope they'll all have autographs in the Panini products, that there aren't any exclusives going somewhere else. But if
you know, Tom, I wanted to mention to all of our listeners that while there's a show going on, a card show right now in Chicago at the Rosemont Center. Unfortunately, we are not there due to whatever reasons, or I am not there, but if any of our listeners have items that they want to get into our auction, Dick DeCourcy, our representative, one of our senior field reps, is there today. And if our listeners have any items and can get to him this afternoon, he can certainly get these items and get them to us and get them in the auction for them.
How would they know how to find him, Bill?
Well, Dick is Mr. Lime Green.
Mr. Lime Green, okay.
I mean, if you walk into that show, look for Lime Green everywhere, you will find them.
Okay. Joe from Morris is online. What do you have there, Joe?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Good. How's everything up there in Naperville?
Things are going fine.
Good. Well, I got an autographed basketball, team ball from the Bulls, Jordan's rookie season, and it's very clear. Every letter Michael Jordan spelled out is not like some I have from him now, where it's just M-zing, J-zing. So it's a pretty cool ball.
You have the whole team signed from his rookie year. Yeah, that's big money. That's got to be over a couple grand. I think I've seen a rookie year team ball go as high as $4,000 or $5,000. So actually, though, that's big time. That's a great auction item if you ever decide to do it. You have a lot of other memorabilia, don't you, Joe?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, you have like one thing that stands out, like the big thing that you have, like any Babe Ruth or.
I have a Babe Ruth from way back, and I really have got all.
A Babe Ruth what from way back? You kind of cut out there, Joe.
All right, a Babe Ruth autograph. It's a cut signature. It's back. I've had it about 20 years. It's a picture of him when he was in You know, the uniforms before they had numbers on it, before they had the names in the front. It's,
ah, cool.
Yeah, and that is a cool. It is a cool picture. I happen to have all the first eight autographs of the first eight guys that went in the Hall of Fame. So I do enjoy that part of my.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah, I just watched a special on Babe Ruth. What was that on? I think it was HBO, but just going through the history of Babe Ruth and how he interacted with people and showing the videos of. I mean, he was definitely a frequent signer. He wasn't somebody that was tough to get an autograph from. But, man, people just were, wherever he went, there was a flock of people. Or you talk about an entourage. Basically, his entourage was the public. Kids flocked around him. Oh, just incredible.
And he would spend a lot of time signing and spending time with the kids. I mean, he just didn't want to turn
really
anybody
did.
Away.
Yeah. So. It's, if you get a chance to see that special, it was really something else. I saw, from another collecting standpoint, the Red Sox called up Mookie Betts. You got to like that name,
yes.
Mookie Betts. He was a second baseman in the minors. It sounds like maybe he'll be playing some outfield for
with Victorino being hurt and out for a while. So they'll put him in right field, I think they said.
Yeah, and Victorino might be out for quite a while. It sounds like his injury, whatever it is, it's something with his calf or hamstring or something. Doesn't sound like it's getting better. But that Mookie Betts in the minors, you talk about a guy who was putting up some good stats. He put up some great minor league stats. You're never quite sure how that's going to translate to the majors, but it sure looks like he'll be a good player. A lot of good young talent coming up in the majors, so we'll have to see how Mookie Betts does. It looks like the only things I could find of him that were for sale were he was in that 2014 Bowman product with chrome autographs, and it also looked like he was in 2013 Panini Prism Baseball, and I think he was drafted in 11 or 12, so I was kind of surprised there wasn't more out there, but when I was searching eBay, that's all I could find. So some pretty valuable stuff of him. If you have any Mookie Betts autographs, check him out. He's supposed to be playing for the Red Sox now and see how he does.
And I think he's worth a flyer in a fantasy pickup league, like if you got a bit of few dollars on him.
Now, I wonder if they'll have him available as a second baseman in fantasy. That'll be interesting to see if he's outfield or second base, you know, where they would have him available.
Right.
But a lot of people might need a second baseman. He'd be a good pickup.
I know I need a few.
So the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Could be sports, pop culture, or political. Give us a call at 312-332-3776, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what your item might go for in a current auction. We're giving away about a $200 value prize package to one caller, or if you tweet me a question at T-Crown Tom and we use it, you'll get in the drawing. So hang in there. It's time for a short break. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencela.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
For some time now, we've been telling you about a more intelligent approach to shopping for a luxury automobile. We call it Luxury Uncovered, where you look closer and dig a little deeper and find that a new Lincoln has some definite advantages. The good news is you can also uncover luxury with a certified pre-owned Lincoln. Who has a meticulous precision 200-point certified pre-owned inspection? The answer is Lincoln. That is Luxury Uncovered. Who offers certified pre-owned automobiles with the confidence of a 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive limited warranty? You might be surprised by the answer. Lincoln. Complimentary roadside assistance 24/7, 365 days a year? Lincoln. So while it goes without saying that Luxury Uncovered can be many things, most of all, it is one thing. A compelling invitation to see everything that Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned has to offer. Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. See dealer for details.
For those addicted to being in the garage and under the hood, Advance Auto Parts introduces Speed Perks, a new rewards program. Spend $30 and get $5 back on your next qualifying purchase. Real rewards, real fast. It's about time you get rewarded, really rewarded, for doing what you love. New Speed Perks from Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
Hey, babe, I was just checking out a little TV, and when did we get Xfinity on demand?
Oh, I switched us from UVerse to Xfinity. Now we're getting a great price for a whole year, and we get Xfinity on demand included.
So we're paying less.
Much less.
For a whole year.
12 months.
And we get Xfinity on demand. As in thousands of movies and TV shows I can watch whenever I want.
Even the latest episodes of all your favorites. So if you forget to DVR a show, you're covered.
Okay, let me see if I got all this. We're getting a great price for an entire year, and we get Xfinity on demand so I can watch whatever I want, whenever I want, and I can eat a whole 12-foot party sub.
Nice try.
6-foot party sub?
Xfinity TV just got even better. For a whole year, get Xfinity TV from Comcast for just $19.99 a month with Xfinity On Demand included. All for over $200 less than UVerse for the first year. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 6/30/14. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital economy TV for new residential customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra, subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Savings based on Comcast digital economy TV and UVerse U Family TV service.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Not all girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice. Some of us are made of engine oil and transmission fluid, plus parts and advice from AutoZone. Because I'm a woman who can bake you a pie and change your brake pads.
Now at AutoZone, get 20-ounce AC Pro Professional Refrigerant with gauge for just $39.99. Stay cool all summer. Limit 2. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details. Deposit required in California.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Could be pop culture, political, sports collectibles, whatever you might have. Everybody has something. If you think it's valuable, give us a call at 312-332-3776. We'll try to give you an estimate of what we think your item might sell for in a current auction. Or you can tweet me an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. And our prize package is a box of 2014 Panini Prism Baseball, a 2014 Top Series 2 Jumbo Baseball Box, and 4 Leaf Football Blaster Boxes. So lots of free autographs coming to the winner. All you have to do, if you win, Vince will announce it at the end of the show and email Vince at ERC Delivery. And ERC will deliver free of charge to you the prize. Mark on Twitter sent me an item here. I have a framed collage of Joe Savoldi, S-A-V-O-L-D-I, cut autograph picture, an original 1930 New York newspaper. Bill Huggins, Savoldi scored apparently the first TD in Notre Dame Stadium. Is that an autograph that you've ever run or seen anything of?
Yikes.
Joe Savoldi, that's one I've never seen.
You got me on that one, too. He scored the first touchdown at the new Notre Dame Stadium, yeah?
Yeah, that's what Mark says on his tweet. I don't have a picture of the item here from him, but that's
I would think that would be a great item, but you may have a local interest in the South Bend area as far as that. As far as where you may be able to get the best money for that.
Yeah, that's probably true. If there's a sports collectible store there, it might be good framed in a store in South Bend. That's probably not a bad idea. Ryan from Hobart, Indiana is on the line. What do you have there, Ryan?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I have an 8x10 photo of Yogi Berra and Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth is wearing like a suit. It looks like he's much older, and it's signed only by Yogi Berra. Yeah. And he's wearing a Yankees uniform.
8x10, that's probably 75, maybe 100 in a you know, decent frame. But it's kind of incredible the guys that Yogi Berra played with and came into contact with from the Yankees. He's been part of that New York Yankees system for so long. You think about it, he knew Ruth, he knows Jeter, and he played with just about everybody in between or coached them. So pretty cool history with Yogi Berra. He's getting up there now. He and Whitey Ford are both getting up there. So, you know, Yogi, quite the guy. And that when we did have Whitey Ford on as a guest, he was big on saying what a great player that everybody, you know, jokes around about Yogi Berra because he's funny. He comes up with all the one-liners and all that stuff. But what a great player. What a clutch hitter he actually was. Then I think he won two MVPs, and you don't think of that. You think of all the Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio, all those guys, MVP winners. But Berra won it, I think, at least two himself. Great player. David from LaGrange Park is on the line. What do you have there, David?
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I have it's a huge frame. It's probably like 3x4 frame. And what I did is I've gotten these cup autographs individually in the late 60s, early 70s on individual paper. And then I went to a framing store to get them cut out like in a collage form on this big frame. And I'm talking, I've got autographs like Fergie Jenkins, Ernie Banks, Don Nottebart.
Don Nottebart. Whoa.
Don Nottebart. Cubs that were in the late 60s. Phil Regan, Willie Smith, Don Kessinger, Glenn Beckert.
So it's not necessarily like the 69 Cubs team, but a lot of those guys.
It's an accumulation. I used to stay, my uncle would take me and we'd stay at the hotels where the Cubs would stay. And I'd go around as being like 12 years old and going around getting autographs in the lobby before the game time. And I accumulated them. I said, well, I got to do something with this. So I
how did it turn out? Does it look good in the?
It's very nice. In fact, when I bring it to work, I don't take it very often. I'll bring it to only other baseball fans that really, I feel, are appreciative of seeing it.
Yeah.
I really enjoy showing it to people that go, wow, look at that. Yeah. You know, and then I like them to bring things to me, the show. I mean, it's just something that I like to do.
Yeah, it's probably a couple $100, I would think. To basically cut signatures like that, on, you know, and for those type players aren't as good as if you had them on single-signed baseballs or bats or whatever. But in a frame display, that helps, that it would look good. And that, not a bad item. You know, the All-Star game is coming up now soon for Major League Baseball. And that's one of the things that Bud Selig has had some good things and some bad things as commissioner. But to me, the All-Star game, he's failed with the All-Star game for Major League Baseball. And it seems like he's trying to please everybody and isn't pleasing anybody. When you're trying to give the fans the vote. You want to try to get everybody in the game, and yet you want to put something into the game where it's important, where home field advantage for the World Series to the winner. To me, you can't do it both ways. If you want to have something on the game where it's important, well, get the best players in there and play the best players as long as you can. This isn't Little League where everybody's got to get in. You know what I mean? The games were much better when they used to play you when – guys like Clemente and Aaron and Mays and those guys, when they were in All-Star games, they'd virtually play the whole game, and the games were much better that way. I think the ratings would be much better if guys like Miguel Cabrera and then new guys, you know, that are coming in, the new stars, played longer in the games. And if they are going to sub and try to get everybody in the games, they should allow the guys who are out to come back in when they get those extra inning games and then they're out of players. It's not a real game. It's an exhibition. Let the guys come back into their same spot if they're if you've used up too
Play
many
like
guys.
A real baseball game.
Yeah, one. Don't try to do it both ways, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Don't try to get everybody in and then put something, make it important too. I just don't. And it seems like it doesn't get anywhere near the ratings that it does.
So, do you think the low ratings is more because the players don't have it as important as they used to, or is it the fans just not being as interested as they used to?
I think it's a little of both. I think just part of it is that the game just isn't as good as it used to be because they are getting so many players into it. What are the rosters are like 32 guys now, and they're trying to get everybody in. Don't pick one player from every team. If that team doesn't have a guy who's good enough to be on it, don't do it. Get the best players out there and then put something on it. If they're playing longer times, to me, that's the way to do it. And would be much more interesting. Now, Huggins and Scott Auctions, don't forget, Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions, they have their August catalog. The August auction starts the end of July and goes into early August, and you can consign items right now. If you want to call Bill Huggins during the week, the number there is 866-462-2273. You have anything exciting that's been coming in for the August auction yet, Bill Huggins?
Oh, gosh, Tom, quite a bit of stuff. This is going to be one of our more spectacular auctions as far as unique items. I mean, we got a 33 Gaudi Lajoie card.
Oh, wow.
Really nice 52 Mantle and Cracker Jack Ty Cobb. And we have that 24 World Series bat signed by the Senators and Calvin Coolidge, and we have the ultimate 1974 Topps baseball set with 590 some PSA 10s.
Wow, really? Is that you just get that recently?
Yes, for the upcoming auction.
Yeah,
yes.
Cool. Wow, man. When did do you happen to know when presidents started throwing out a first pitch at opening day, who the first president was? Was it Teddy Roosevelt or?
God, it was right around that time, him or Woodrow Wilson or somebody.
Yeah. Huh. That would actually be interesting to try to find that out. I'm thinking for some reason it was Teddy Roosevelt. Here, I got a tweet from Corey. He got this is actually good to know that I was telling Vince before the show about this 2014 Topps Inception baseball came out, and Corey apparently got the Chris Bryant auto redemption from 2014 Topps Inception. I wonder if any of those have been on eBay yet. I guess the key to that, the value of it, would be how many of them they made, if it's a serial numbered redemption or whatever, but I would think that's got to be at least a couple hundred dollars, and then it depends just how many of them they made. go ahead. Did you see some of it?
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, President William Howard Taft started the American tradition in 1910 at Griffith Stadium in Washington, D.C., threw out the first pitch.
Wow, really? William Howard Taft. That would be kind of neat to have single-sign baseballs from every president who threw out an opening day baseball. That'd be quite the collection.
Yes, definitely.
I was watching you can see I watch a lot of HBO specials on sports. I just caught the second half of it last night. It was on the Bad Boys, the Pistons, who when they were playing against the Bulls, I absolutely hated them. But they really did have quite the team as far as being together as a team. It really was pretty incredible. But, you know, Isaiah Thomas, when they walked off against the Bulls that time, he killed his legacy.
Yep.
That really, the sportsmanship that they didn't show on that, and he kind of said on there he wished they had done it a little differently at the time when the Bulls finally beat him.
Yeah, that contributed him to not being on the Dream Team Olympic team.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. They kind of didn't want him on the team.
Right, and he belonged on that team, absolutely. You know, from a player, but the hate between Jordan and Pippen and those guys and the Piston players, it's still, you can still see them when they're both interviewed that it's still there, which made it kind of amazing that Rodman could come to the Bulls those last three championships and play so well and end up fitting right in with them. That was actually pretty incredible.
You couldn't write a better story, you know? Reality better than fiction, you know? Rodman coming to the Bulls.
But even for me, I could never quite get as attached to Rodman as if it had been somebody else, because when he was with the Pistons, oh my gosh, I just could not stand Rodman.
Him and Lambeer. I still hate Lambeer. To this day, I see a picture, I don't want his cards,
you just
I don't care.
You want to put that picture on the dartboard and just start throwing darts at
him. That's right.
That's right. Okay, Bill from St. Charles is online. What do you have there, Bill?
Yeah, I got a framed, it's like a shadow box framed jersey bat and ball signed by Kirby Puckett. Each one signed.
Okay, so it's a Puckett jersey, bat and ball, not a game worn jersey, just a
The authentic Twins jersey.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat display. Have you ever had one of those, Bill?
We've had, I think, Puckett jerseys, bats and balls. I've never had it all in one display. It certainly sounds like got to be 1,000, 1,500 or more.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. I bet that looks cool.
It looks very cool. Very nice. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Yeah, that's something. Now, that's another thing where it comes to Hall of Famers. Kirby Puckett died at such a young age that his autographs, there's less of them out there than somebody like a Bob Feller who lived till 90 and was a willing signer his whole life. When Hall of Famers die younger like that, there's typically going to be more value to their signatures than a similar quality Hall of Famer who lives a much longer life. So Kirby Puckett stuff is a very collectible. And let's see now, let's go back to, you know, here's another thing. Speaking of there were more things I wrote down this week that I wanted to talk about Major League Baseball. And here's one I had written down. Why don't more guys choke up when they're batting? Now here's the deal with it. Think about it. Barry Bonds hit, I mean, he got into steroids, whatever, but he hit more home runs than anybody in history, and he choked up all the time.
Every time.
Why don't more players do it, especially with two strikes? I don't get it. The bat control is so much better when you choke up a bit. And you still can have the power. You have a short, quick stroke. I just don't. That's something that really, I can see that guys don't care as much about striking out now. But why not make more contact? You can still hit it hard. You can still hit home runs, as Barry Bonds showed. That's something that gets to me. When you're watching games, does that ever get to you, Vince, where there's something that just gets to you?
It does, because I coach my daughter's 14U girls softball team, and with two strikes, I always told the girls, choke up a little bit, choke up a little. Put the ball in play, hit it hard, and run. You know?
Right, yeah. So, and you can really still hit with great power
absolutely. If
you do choke up. So it's one of those things. Another thing that gets me when there's two outs and a guy's jogging into home because somebody got like a gapper. Don't jog in. What if the guy gets thrown out at second base before you run as hard as you can until you get the home play? That's
that happened at an earlier game this year. I forget the two teams, but somebody got thrown out at second, and the guy jogged home, and the run didn't score.
Oh, my gosh. That drives me nuts. We got time for one more quick call. Michael from Evanston's online. What do you have there, Michael?
I got a baseball from the 93 year that they're signed by Molitor, Olerud, and Robbie Alomar when they were 1, 2,
and from three. The Blue Jays, huh? I would think that's a couple hundred dollars. Now, Olerud's never going to be in the Hall of Fame, but Alomar is, and I'd try to get that whole Blue Jays team to sign that if I could, Michael. Go do it. Start the hunt. Keep getting guys just from that team, from the championship team.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd make a great collectible. That's actually something you don't see a lot, the Blue Jays team signer. Have you ever had one of those, Bill Huggins? We only have about a minute here, but
We've had those from their back-to-back years. Those you're right, those are very collectible, and you don't see many of them.
So if you have an item for Huggins and Scott Auctions, you can call Bill Huggins during the week at 866-462-2273. Vince, it's time to do the drawing.
And the winner is Brian from LaGrange Park.
Brian from LaGrange
Park. So email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up a delivery at your convenience free of charge.
And it will be free of charge.
Yes, it will.
ERC Delivery delivers just about anything throughout the Chicagoland area on demand. Contact Vince at ERC Delivery, and they'll take care of you. Big packages, small packages, whatever.
Lots of baseball cards.
Yeah. This is a great prize package this week. So, everybody, have a great week. Thanks for listening. We'll be on next Sunday, 7-8 a.m. Central Time. Have a great one.